Oasis Audio presents Jack Staples and the City of Shadows by Mark Batterson and Joel N. Clark. Read to you by Joel N. Clark. Chapter 1. The Lightning Dancer.
It would be far easier to train an elephant to fly than to teach the heart, Mrs. Dumphy said, chuckling. Can you imagine that?
She let out a great guffaw.
An elephant flying! What a magnificent sight that would be! I wonder if any elephants have ever...
Mrs. Dumphy stopped.
What was I saying? Ah, that's right. You cannot instruct the heart. It must be awakened through experience. Just because you are one of the awakened does not mean you are living fully awake.
Jack Staples wasn't really listening to his ancient teacher. His eyes were glued to the sheer drop behind her. Mrs. Dumphy paced along the edge of a cliff without ever noticing when a toe or heel hovered over empty space. Alexia Drieger was standing beside him, and he could tell she was furious. Jack hoped she wasn't going to start yelling at Mrs. Dumphy again. It never ended well when she did. Arthur Greaves stood next to Alexia and was obviously afraid. He turned at least 4 shades of green in the last 30 seconds. Arthur was Jack's closest friend, and Jack knew Arthur wasn't afraid of heights. It was the water far below that captured his imagination. Arthur could barely swim a stroke. Jack was getting a sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach. The past month had been filled with all sorts of crazy experiences. Mrs. Dumphy kept them busy doing some of the most ridiculous things Jack could have imagined. They'd spent every day in school for the awakened, as Mrs. Dumphy called it. However, very little of what they did was like any school Jack had heard of. Mrs. Dumphy had them eating strange foods, reading poetry, singing songs, and learning language and dance. They'd spent a day climbing another...